Hello, this is Doug Davis, and one more story behind the song.
And nothing else matters. We're together again.
Together Again, 1964, number one for Buck Owens. Old B.O. talks about Together Again.
Together Again. Well, now that brings up a story. Together Again was the other side of My Heart Skips a Beat. I saw Ray Price, I believe, and he told me, why don't you ever sing that Together Again? You're plugging on the wrong side of your song. About a week or two later, My Heart Skips a Beat was number one, and Together Again was number seven, and I said, The next week it had moved up to number two. Here's the same single record, being one and two, and then the following week, they reversed. Together Again knocked My Heart Skips a Beat out of first place. And I gotta say this, it's the only time I can ever remember of the same record, the same 45 single, being one and two on the charts at any time. I can never remember that before or since then. And you know, that's once in a lifetime thing. That may not happen again for 100 years. Even the Beatles or even Elvis. And how you know that you're gonna put two songs like that back to back? If you knew, as we all say in this business, we wouldn't do it.
Together Again came on the charts April 4, 1964, made it to number one, stuck there for 2 weeks, on the chart for 27 weeks for Buck Owens.
Together Again, my tears have stopped falling. The long, lonely nights are now at an end. The key to my heart you hold in your hand, and nothing else matters. We're together again. Together again, the gray skies are gone. You're back in my arms. Now where you belong, the love that I knew is living again, and nothing else matters. We're together again, and nothing else matters. We're together again.
'64, Buck Owens, Together Again. Join us next time for another story behind the song.